Huge announcement. Let's get right to it. Oh, yes, this is fantastic. Huge news today, and we are absolutely thrilled to welcome to the program Brett the Hitman Hart. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How do you like the tunes coming in?
Oh, the tunes are good.
That's fantastic. How was your day? This is big news today, Sportsnet and the WWE teaming up.
It's huge. It's bigger than people. I don't think anyone even realizes how big it is. I mean, this is... the biggest thing in wrestling that I can think of, maybe since WrestleMania itself.
So what are the implications of this as Sportsnet and WWE get together and are announcing a new channel and, I suppose, an unprecedented broadcast agreement?
Oh, there's a 10-year deal between WWE and Rogers. You know, there's the WWE Network is going to be available as a subscription channel previewing August 12th. And it's so amazing, when you look at the network, you'll be able to watch all the pay-per-view events, the original shows, the series, live in-ring action, the reality shows, video on demand, the library. You know, it's just going to be, for me, I can just go back and watch so many of my matches through my career that a lot of times, you never see them back. You know, you wrestle and you're on the road, you don't see your pay-per-views back, and it's... And for me, it's a dream come true. I can actually, in just a few days, I'll be able to check out any match I want from any time period, any pay per view, any WrestleMania, going back to the very first ones. You know, when Andre the Giant was around, and being the last one in the Battle Royal with him, I would love to watch that whole match back with all the football players. I mean, I can just sit there and go on and on about the matches that I'm going to watch back. But I know that there's fans that. I heard a lot of fans talk about they like the wrestling from the 90s. You know, well, now they can watch the wrestling from the 90s, any pay-per-view. They can go back and watch any of the WrestleManias that I had or the SummerSlams. I mean, it's just, to me, it's a great day. It's a celebration.
That's pretty cool. And you know what? How much have things changed? It was not that long ago that a lot of the events weren't televised, that you wouldn't see things live, that the pay-per-views were your chance to see the big guys all in the ring. Now you've got the women's side of the sport is absolutely blown up. You've got reality television. These guys are doing music videos. I mean, how much have you seen this the WWE grow from its infancy and even when you started versus now?
Oh, it's just changed so much. You know, I know so many people today that love all the different aspects of the wrestling. I know a lot of people that are big fans of the Divas show, for example, which you can be able to watch on demand. You know, like there's so many little things that the WWE is doing now that every fan that watches can check out all the programming. You know, it's so much there. It's a treasure chest for any wrestling fan to watch and go back and relive, the experiences of yesterday. I can think of, for me personally, I mean, first chance I get, I'm going to watch my brother Owen when I lost the title to Bob Backlund in 1994. I think it was my brother Owen that made my mom throw the towel in the match. I don't know if you remember all that a long time ago, but it was such an intricate match. I mean, it was so many things involved in pulling that match off and making it as good as it was. And I'm going to look forward to watching it. It's the first thing I watch. And then I'll just start from there. I'm planning on watching a lot of my brother Owen stuff, a lot of his stuff near the end, the last few years that he wrestled. It would be a lot of fun to relive all that. There were so many great memories, and there's so many wrestlers that I can think of that I'd love to watch back their pay-per-views. I remember Kurt Angle wrestling Brock Lesnar a long time ago, one of the WrestleManias. We saw it live on television here in my house, but I would love to watch it back. And now with this network, you can just sit and flip through one match after another and go, okay, I want to check out this one, and I want to check out that one. It's for anyone that's a wrestling fan, and every wrestler that has a passion, let's say I did, I mean, there's a little bit of wrestling fan in all of us. And this is going to serve that need. It's just great. It's going to be every wrestling fan's dream.
It is a 10-year agreement between Rogers and the WWE. Of course, the same current program on Sportsnet 360 will continue. Also, the WWE Network, a premium channel, will be brought to via Rogers until 2024. We are chatting with Brett the Hitman Hart, the world's most famous Canadian at one point, here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Brett, one of the cool things about this network as well is you can kind of watch them old WCW stuff and other wrestling companies that the WWE has acquired the rights to over the years. That's something that's got to be pretty cool. A guy like you who spent some time in that company as well.
Well, you know, I know for every fan here in Calgary, they're probably wondering if they could go back and check out the old Stampede Wrestling, and I'm pretty sure that's on the network also, and what a treasure chest that would be to dig through and look at some of the old Ed Whalen stuff, and, you know, John Foley, and, you know, Bad News Brown, and all those kind of guys from back a long time ago, including my dad. You know, I miss those moments in the ring with John Foley and Ed Whalen. I would love to watch any of that stuff. And if it's not on the network, it'll be on the network soon, I'm sure of that.
I guess, Brett, for you, your career spanning when you came into late in the 80s and through the 90s, you were, you know, the top guy in the company for so long. I guess when you look at it now, what do you see in the WWE product today? What do you like about it? What are some of the things that maybe you would like to see change from it now, because it was so popular at one point? It's maybe tailed off a little bit. Something like this can help kind of spring it back to the level where you want it to be. But if to you, what do you like, or what are some of the things you like to change about it?
Well, I don't think a lot of the wrestlers today get enough credit. You know, I think, I think the wrestlers today are as good as they've ever been. You know, they've really raised the bar. You know, there's so many wrestlers that have created new moves and spectacular sort of death-defying kind of moves. And, you know, that's what I like about the wrestling today, is that there's still a lot of young wrestlers that are innovating and creating new things that nobody's seen before, nobody's done before. It'll be a long time before anybody can, you know, copy or emulate guys like Rey Mysterio. You know, Daniel Bryan, I know he's out with a neck injury right now, but he's a phenomenal wrestler. He's got all the real great qualities of being a great wrestler. He's... like I say, he's an innovator. He comes up with a lot of fresh, new stuff that, you know, a lot of people watch wrestling and go, I've seen all this stuff before. But, you know, if you start watching some of these wrestlers, the new guys that are coming up today, they're not the same old thing over and over. There's a lot of real, fresh, new, creative stuff that's coming out of wrestling today that I've never seen before.
Brett, one of the things I've been really, really pleased to see from the WWE over the past few years is getting a hold of, I think, what was a major concern in the mid-90s, as it was in other sports, with drug testing and having a support system in place for the athletes. Back in the days, you know, we heard about the rigorous travel, and there was guys that got in some very bad habits. How happy are you that there's a support system in place for guys, and there's now a place to go to help if you need it?
Yeah, they've been right on top of that for a long time, WWE. You know, there were a lot of wrestlers ended up with drug problems over the years, but you know, the wrestlers that I see today are, it's a whole different crop of wrestlers. They're not the big, huge, sort of giant wrestlers that we had years ago. They're a little more normal sized, and they're a lot of the bulky kind of huge wrestlers that we had back in the 80s. They don't really they can't really keep up with these young guys today. I don't think there's not that many. A lot of the wrestlers today are super fit, and they take everything really serious. When I go to the WWE shows, I'm always floored by how committed everyone is. They really strive to deliver the great match or the best matches they can as possible. And I see some great wrestlers. Cesaro is another guy that I see today that he's a phenomenal wrestler, one-of-a-kind wrestler. There's so many interesting characters from, you know, Batista's back. You got Brock Lesnar. You got SummerSlam coming up. There's a lot of great things coming for wrestling fans. And the network is the cherry on the cake. I mean, you can watch all the SummerSlams back from the beginning if you want to. There's so many things that you can you do. You just to open up a can of worms and just check out every match you ever wanted to see. And that's past, present, and future.
Brett, I wonder for you.
Day.
Yeah, Brett, I wonder for you, what is your favorite moment in your career? I mean, there's so many moments and great matches that you were involved in. Your first title in 92, you win in Saskatoon over Ric Flair, or your Iron Man match at WrestleMania 12 with Shawn Michaels, the 60-minute match there. That was, some people still today say, is the greatest WrestleMania match ever. Or maybe you return and you wrestled Vince McMahon at WrestleMania 26. Is there one really match that sticks out for you that's your all-time favorite, or maybe some of the battles you had against Owen?
Well, I think the ones that stand out the most are the Iron Man match I had with Shawn Michaels is still holds the, still stands up to the test of time kind of thing. I think it's still the match to top. I think I haven't seen two wrestlers outperform Shawn or I in that match yet that I can believe in my heart. I think it was still the best, the hardest effort by two wrestlers in the ring. Stone Cold match from WrestleMania 13, for anyone that's sort of a novice fan or hasn't watched or doesn't know the match, I find it's, I know it's Steve Austin's favorite match. I know it's for sure one of my favorite matches. it's such a brilliant, hard-fought battle, the one I have with Steve Austin at WrestleMania 13, that any casual fan or somebody that hasn't seen that in a long time would probably just love to watch it from beginning to end. You know, I think it explains itself, just the match itself, how good we both were. And I think Steve Austin was at a turning point in his career at that time. And I know I was getting ready to embark on a different road, from being the sort of the wrestling hero to being the American bashing Canadian.
Yeah.
But it was a fun time. It was a really fun time. That would be something I'd love to watch back. You know, the thing about the network that's really good is the obscure stuff, the things that you forget about, like some of the Survivor Series matchups. And, I remember wrestling my brother Owen in the cage at SummerSlam in Chicago would be another fun match to watch back. I had the match I had with the British Bulldog in Wembley Stadium would be another one I'd love to watch back. And like I said, there's a lot of obscure ones. Like, I would love to watch, it'd be one of the first in my sort of list of matches that I'm going to watch when I get a chance, as soon as this network comes on. I'll watch the SummerSlam match where I won the title from Undertaker.
Yeah.
97. It's just as far as timing and execution stuff, it was like spot on, like really a perfect match.
And you talk about SummerSlam, obviously a big event that's once again coming up here, and just kind of a two-part question. Obviously, you mentioned The Undertaker there, Brock Lesnar back in, with John Cena, fight John Cena for the title at this year's event. First of all, maybe your thoughts on SummerSlam, and second, I always wanted to get your thoughts maybe on The Undertaker's WrestleMania streak coming to an end this year. Were you shocked and surprised that something like that happened?
Yeah, I think it caught me off guard, just like it did everyone else. I think Undertaker, for so many years, and took so many years to build that 21-0, and finally to have Brock Lesnar be the guy that broke the streak was quite a surprise. I still don't know how Undertaker's doing. I know he's had a lot of problems after that match, physical problems, and as far as I know, nobody's heard a peep from him since. Nobody really knows the status of whether he's finished career-wise or whether he's going to make another attempt to come back. But, either way, I would love to watch Undertaker from before or watch him now. I think the SummerSlam this year is going to be really good. I think John Cena is one of those wrestlers today that doesn't get enough credit for being the superstar that he is. He's one of the hardest working wrestlers I've ever seen. And he's definitely the star of the show and the star of the company.
From an amateur wrestler at Ernest Manning High School here in Calgary to one of the iconic sportsmen in the world, I wonder at what point in your career maybe you acknowledged how huge the brand of what the WWF was at that time. I mean, I can't imagine showing up to countries you've probably never heard of or only seen on a map before and being greeted by thousands. What was the peak of that, or maybe a moment where you just said, I never, ever imagined this could happen?
Well, I had so many of those kind of memories. going to India and going to Africa and the Philippines and even in, the faraway countries in, like in Europe and the Eastern Bloc and things like that. I mean, I've been so fortunate for my lifetime to have been to so many places and to have been recognized and claimed a hero by kids and stuff like that. It was such a big honor to be held in that kind of, to be in that kind of lofty position. And, I tried my best to be a good champion, but I know, right from the very start, I was always Bret the Hitman Hart from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And, I have a lot of people say that put Calgary on the map, and I don't know about that, but I know that, I helped people figure out where Calgary was just by trying to represent the country or the city well.
Farther to that, Brett, being from Calgary, and you talked about you kind of helped put Calgary on the map. I mean, I can imagine being a Calgarian, so much pride in the city. You're still involved and live in the city, involved with the Calgary Hitmen, the junior hockey team, so much history there. Is that got to be, that would be one of the most proudest things of your career is how much what you meant to this city here in Calgary and to Canada as a country.
Well, I think my dad left a pretty big pair of shoes to fill, and I've done the best I can to... to walk in his shoes and carry his memory forward. And, I've had some great fans and, there's a lot of things that made wrestling great up here in Calgary. It was, I had a lot of brothers involved. I had Ed Whalen was, maybe the greatest wrestling announcer of all time. My dad had a good show with a lot of, stars that eventually made it to WWE anyway, but he was the kind of the launching pad for wrestlers in the 70s and the 80s, and nothing but good memories from the old Stampede days and where wrestling's gone since then with the WWE. I mean, my career, I've had a lot of rocky road with WWE, but the truth is that I'm grateful for everything they did do for me, and they gave me a great opportunity. And I have when I look back over my storied career, I have nothing but great memories. There's a few bad memories at the end, but on the overall, I'm just really glad that that they gave me the chances that they did with my career.
You mentioned The Undertaker and just not understanding or knowing exactly where he's at health-wise. I mean, how that is such a common story amongst wrestlers. The toll on the body is unimaginable, and I just wonder what day-to-day life is like for Bret Hart now and how you're feeling and what you do day-to-day.
Well, I'm actually doing pretty good. I've had both my knees replaced over the last couple of years, and it's been a bit of a struggle just sort of getting through all that. I had one knee got done, and then the other one, and one took a lot longer than the other. But a lot of I'm paying a price for all those body slams and all those falls that I took throughout my career. And you pay a price for that physically, I think, years later that you don't realize it all adds up. But I'm on for the most part, I'm pretty good. I'm kind of moving a little slower than I used to, but I'm feeling pretty good. I have I've had a really good summer. It's great being here in Calgary. This is like the nicest place in the world to live during June, July. I don't think there's anywhere on the planet that's nicer than Calgary. And I'm proud to be from Calgary, and I'm proud to live here. I've always lived here, and I'm always going to live here. I do my best to wave the Calgary flag as best I can.
Well, you did a fantastic job of it, and as great as an ambassador as you've been for the WWE, you're even a better one as a Calgarian, and I can't thank you enough for taking some time to chat with us today, and keep up just being a fantastic Calgarian. Love seeing you around town. I don't think there's anyone the city's more proud of than you, Brett, so thanks for your time this morning.
All right, thank you.
All right, that is Bret the Hitman Hart as Rogers and the WWE announcing today a 10-year agreement. Starting August 12th, that's a couple weeks away, there'll be a preview of the WWE Network, including live WWE pay-per-view events, groundbreaking original series, live in-ring action, reality shows. Video on demand library will also be available on a subscription basis on Rogers Channel 512. Pretty cool. All the regular programming you've already got on 360 continues. And Rogers will distribute the WWE Network. Exciting news. Brett was talking about it. You can go back and watch any matches you want from the archives at any time.